This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Burt Breer. Depressing. I'm sorry to depress everybody the day before Thanksgiving, but I think he's right. And it is year one of this rebuild. It's Christian Arcan, it's Andy Hart, it's WEEI Afternoons, taking you up until 6 o'clock. We'll be joined by Adam Schefter here in about 15 minutes. Looking forward to that. And also Brian Scalabrini will be joining the show here in about an hour or so. Also, Danny Ventura, Boston Herald, will give us a preview of all the high school football games going on in and around your area. If you want to catch some Turkey Bowl action tomorrow, it used to be one of my favorite things to do. I'm not sure if I'll have time since we're hosting tomorrow, but I'll try and get out to the Dedham game. We shall see. Anyways, just wanted to address a couple of texts. Number one, Reggie Wayne does not count. Texters, a lot of people texting in. What about Reggie Wayne on the all-time Patriots-Colts team? Didn't play for the Patriots. Was here for camp and then quit. Kind of like Chukwuma Okorafor, although at least Okorafor got a jersey and played a couple
counts.
Games. So he would count if he ever played for the Colts, but he doesn't.
Couple?
And also,
he might only got one.
There's this. Alice, the inspiration of Alice's Restaurant, passed away last week.
Did?
Alice Brock, the Alice from the Arlo Guthrie song, who helped inspire the Thanksgiving standard, passed away at the age of 83, a week before Thanksgiving. It was announced Friday by Guthrie on Facebook. Rising Sun Records, this is a record company, he announced it on there. Guthrie wrote that she passed away in Provincetown, her residence for some 40 years, and referred to her being in failing health. Other details were not available right there, but rest in power to Alice of Alice's Restaurant, Alice Brock, who inspired that whole song and is a song
that
people have been listening to for forever. I mean, it's a very, very cool song, and we thoughts and prayers go out to the family. All right, let's go to the phones here before we get to our rebuild and who's going to take the longest out of the three teams rebuilding currently in the city. Let's start with John, who is in the car. He has a thought on Alex Van Pelt. Hi, John.
Yeah, we'd be lost without the Guthries. What a great musical act we got from them. So I'm glad you highlighted them there with
of course
Arlo's action. You know, we get the local connection with the Woody with Dropkick Murphys. But AVP, you know, I'm softening on him lately just purely because he's the only one that actually gives you information as to what's going on down there at in Foxborough. Like everybody else, it's like sunshine and rainbows and lollipops and everybody's getting better and the planet's progressing. But meanwhile, not so much. It's Pop Douglas who can't figure out what routes to run. So maybe it's not really the game isn't all because of Drake May's fault. He's not all the mistakes aren't on him. It's the fact that there's absolutely no wide receivers. And, Christian, I think you're right. They have to go for broke for wide receivers. The wide receiver room reminds me of the Red Sox starting pitching. Like, the best starting pitcher they have is maybe a four. And meanwhile, we have, like, Bethel Johnson retreads every week in all this in this crap that they have in there. It's like, what are we going to do? Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
So
The Alex Van Pelt part, I agree with. He is very open of late.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a little too much sometimes.
Maybe a little too much.
Well, I also know Marcus Jones was.
Why?
Right.
Why? I also want to know why.
Why so transparent?
So he's backing buses over everybody.
Yeah.
Today I thought he took out Drake May. I thought he took out Pop Douglas. And he took out Vedarian Lowe, which some people are like, wow, what do you mean by that? He said the player was having the same problem on the practice field last week, which I would then argue, is it on the player or is it on you people? And by you people, I mean you coaches.
Right.
And I know
you're seeing this problem
right.
in the practice. It's not like he's practicing well all week and then going out there and he can't get it done on the field. If that's happening on the practice field, you got to coach it out of him.
So Javon Baker sucks on the practice field because they've kind of told us as much. He doesn't get to play. Okay, I get that. That's understandable. That's kind of the traditional. Vedarian Lowe sucks on the practice field and you just roll him out there.
Yep.
Play somebody else.
I agree.
Anyone.
Anybody.
And don't tell me you don't have the players. You just cut a guard who played like 90% of your snaps and kicked him to the curb, and you're going to replace him with a rookie. So clearly you don't really care because you thought that guy was by far the best guy. He's been your starter most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You just cut him and moved on from him.
And he hasn't been doing this all year either, by the way. He's gotten worse.
Absolutely.
Right? Like he's gotten worse at knowing the snap count.
And I'm with Ross Tucker. I don't really know how you fix it. The only way is to hold him accountable and bench his ass.
Yeah.
You can't. Now, this time, I really mean it this time, I need you to know the snap count. It's a yips, it's a hole in his mental process, whatever it is, but...
If we had a weekly interview with Vedarian Lowe, I would have asked him if he had the yips by now. I think there's a guarantee.
And I would have said, do you have a penalty problem?
Right. The answer to both of those is probably yes.
He would have said, the yips? What do you mean, the yips? I never heard it in my
life. What does that mean, the yips? Sorja is in Mansfield. Hi, Sorja.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we today?
What's up, Sorge? How you doing, buddy?
First and foremost, hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Right back at you, pal.
Appreciate it. Really quick here, guys. You know, I'm kind of verging between, you know, looking at Tankathon every day and then actually trying to focus in on these games. And I'm just at a point where I have really, really minimum expectations, and I think because Drake May is so awesome, I think he maybe overinflated our expectations. And at this point, like you said, I'm like, hey, Vedarian Lowe, can you, like, not get a false start penalty? Hey, Austin Hooper, can you, like, just line up offsides? My expectations for this team have become so minimum because they are playing so poorly. And I just want to see this team not make the same mistakes over and over. And really quick, because you guys did a great radio tease of who you think will be the best out of, besides the Celtics, who will have the best chance moving forward.
Of a rebuild,
I need to say, and I can't believe it, I'm saying this, I think it's the Red Sox, because at least they're showing in this offseason a change in the way they're doing things, whereas the Bruins and the Patriots seem to just doing the same thing and accepting the same results.
Thanks for the.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call, Sorge. Appreciate it. I will say this.
He just hit on it.
The Red Sox are saying that they're going to do different things. Are they actually doing it? We'll see. I mean, if you think that talking about it a lot is enough, then yeah, the Red Sox are, the rebuild's going great.
Right.
But it takes more than just talking about it, which brings us to what Breer was talking about. It's a multi-year rebuild. The Crafts have resigned themselves to that, which I don't like that kind of language. I don't like resigned. Because resign means, it's going to be a bunch of years. Let's just stick with the guys we have and give them some more time. I think you can make some changes. I think there's some changes that should be made. And I think it starts right there with the GM. I mean, listen, Elliot Wolf is not is not someone I think you need to set adrift, you know, and throw him out to sea. But maybe somebody else should be in charge of the drafts. Maybe somebody else should be in charge of this. You can keep him on staff if you really think he has some value there. But I don't trust him as your chief decision maker when it comes to rebuilding this team. I just don't. Now, Drake May is a beacon of hope for this team, okay? If you didn't have Drake May, then it would be a hopeless situation that you're in right now. But I think around Drake May, it's pretty hopeless. Like, there's not much to really hang your hat on. There's not much to feel optimistic about. We talked about the different position groups, and if any of them appear to be improving, the answer is no. So I think the Patriots are on a multi-year rebuild, and I do think it'll take more than just one more offseason. I think it's going to be a couple more years, and I wonder if that's what the Crafts are thinking. And also, well, you know, if it's going to be a few more years, we might as well stick with these guys that we have just for continuity's sake.
So I found that Breer cut really interesting on a lot of levels. First, I don't think there's any resignation to this being a multi-year rebuild. I think they thought all along it was a multi-year rebuild.
Well, I think they were hoping they could be like Houston or you know, one of these other teams that turns it around quickly.
I don't think they had any visions of that, any hope, any... To them was the same as you or me buying a $500 million lottery ticket. I think that, yeah, it could have happened in like a Disney way or whatever, but I don't think they had any ideas of that. I think they had a plan. Now, the plan may have backfired a little bit, but I think the plan was to keep the core guys, build a foundation of holdover guys, mm-hmm. be aggressive year two. I think that was the plan. Get the quarterback, then build around the quarterback in year two. Now, is it a two-year plan? We'll see. It might be more than that. The other thing, he made a weird comment there. He goes, some people think this is year two of the rebuild, but right. It's not. I don't know anybody who thought it was year two. It was either year one or year five. If you give Belichick credit for whatever the hell happened post-Tom Brady, mm-hmm. you've been rebuilding for nearly a half a decade.
Yeah.
So, but year two, like, how was last year a rebuild year with Belichick?
It wasn't. It was just a bad year.
It was a teardown year, or it was a whatever. So, it's either year one or year five. It's year one. I think they knew that, and... is it worse than they expected? Maybe. Because we talked a lot about the comment early in the year when he said there's rough times ahead.
Right.
Like, he knew there were rough times. Now, how rough? I don't know if he thought it was going to be this rough or games like that. And I always say, you can know it's coming and then it feels different when it actually gets there. And as Schefter brought out,
mm-hmm.
you know, fans, if they're leaving, if no one's at your games, people are mocking you, cutaways on TV, whatever, is a little bit different. But the question you teased, I feel like I have to answer in a certain way. And Sorja brought it up. If you're buying the talk of the Red Sox, I think you have to answer the Red Sox, because
the Red Sox are the best out of that group right now, I'd say.
I'm not so sure about that. But in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they sure as hell better be, or I'm done with them. Because we just talked about, you can buy a title in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They're a borderline wild card team. They've sold me on that for like 5 years now. And
they're a 500 team.
They're about to go spend somewhere in the range of $90 million on elite talent, is what we hope, right?
I hope so, yeah.
A couple starting pitchers, a big bat, whatever. Mm-hmm. However it breaks down,
however
they're
going to do it, yeah.
They're going to spend a boatload of money on a roster, and they have young players. So to me, that puts them light years ahead, theoretically, because they got to follow through with this. But the Patriots are last, in my opinion. They have the quarterback. They have nothing mm-hmm. else.
The Red Sox have other building blocks.
Right.
Like, their pitching staff's not great, but how can Crawford and those guys are building blocks that you
right.
can keep around?
And you probably believe, I mean, whether
Jared Duran's a building block. Like, they
Devers,
have pieces,
Duran, yeah. Rafaela, Abreu, guys in the major leagues, and then they're probably not going to miss on all of the big four.
Right.
So you got one or two of those that are probably going to hit, and you mm-hmm. got some young talent. So I feel like if we did the building blocks thing that we did for the Patriots, for the Red Sox, there's more of them.
Yeah.
Right? And they're about to spend a boatload of money, and they have a manager that they just extended. They have a lot of stability, a lot of pieces, if they follow through with this plan this offseason.
Agreed.
Right?
I think that's probably the most optimistic way you can spin this is that the Red Sox are that team. The Bruins, I don't even think they realize they're in a rebuild. The rebuild hasn't even started for them.
Well, if
yet.
They're in a rebuild, they're porked. I'm not sure they're in a rebuild either. That's where I side
with
them.
They don't know they're in a rebuild.
Because
that's
the
problem.
They have too much big money talent to be in a rebuild. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have too many.
It's going to take a while to shed all that. And
they may suck.
Over.
Those guys may suck, but you have them. You're stuck with them.
Yes, that's true. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we return, we'll be joined by ESPN's Adam Schefter. We'll get his take on all the goings-on here in the NFL and what he likes to eat on Thanksgiving. That's coming up next.